Next application is case number 11-324, the application of John C. Wizzle, being trustee, being request for variance from the front yard setback requirement, being identified and located on the north side of Road 351 Clubhouse Road, being north of Seaside Drive, 100 feet east of Ocean View Place, and being lot 38 within Whites Creek at Bethany Residential Plan Community, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 134, map 8, parcel 576. Gentlemen, this application, we received one mail return, no letters in support or in opposition. The applicant is requesting a 2.12-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for a garage addition. Well, I have no chef question.
No.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, John Weisel, W-E-I-S-E-L, 37465 Seaside Drive, Ocean View.
Please. Can you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
I'm recently retired. I've moved down to Delaware. I do woodworking, and the reason for this 80-square-foot addition that we're trying to put on our garage is to be able to, continue with this hobby that I have.
Okay.
Uniqueness, the lot backs, the lot that we have backs currently on wetlands. They're EPA controlled. We have no possibility of erecting a shed or other structure behind the current structure. The two side setbacks also would prohibit any side expansion of the existing structure. Effect on surroundings. The development that I am is governed by a homeowners association, which required an approval. I did obtain approval from the HOA for this addition to my garage. The applicable neighbors adjacent to my property have signed off via the HOA application process. I do have a copy of that.
Thank you. I'll pass this down for Mr. Sharp, please. Thank you.
Basically, because the HOA has approved it and the house sits actually 42 feet from the existing street, the effect of adding a 4-foot front bump out to the garage should have no essential change, will not affect the character of the neighborhood. The addition will mirror the existing frontage.
Exactly.
There'll be no real change to the front of the house other than it will move 4 feet.
Okay.
Forward.
Okay. Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. That'd be Mr. Hudson.
No questions.
Okay. Mr. Reggers?
No questions.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
And I have no questions. That being said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, the applicant has stated that the uniqueness of the lot, it is a small lot. It is in a planned residential community. I believe it's the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use and may not be able to be expanded in the strict conformity with the zoning ordinance. I don't believe it's created by the applicant. Not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 11,324.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Rickards, that we approve case number 11,324. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,324 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.